This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the qualities of those who are successful, which is the believers. Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Now, and then Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَحْدِيهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Then again, Allah repeats the importance of the salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the people who will inherit. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ will be theirs, and they will remain there forever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are the inheritors of جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Now, if you look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these qualities, and first he began by saying that these people are successful. So we all want success, and Allah is telling us what will make us successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities. Number one is fi salatihim khashiyun, who have khushu' in the salah, who have concentration, who have dedication, who are humble in their salah. So it gives us the clear indicator that improving the quality of salah is absolutely non-negotiable. It is something that we must try our best to do. Improve the quality of our salah. And then if you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, after the prayer, Allah talks about something which is more, within quotes, social, which is more behaviorally related, and but which will affect the quality of the prayer. Well, when Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, these are the people who avoid all forms of useless talk, all forms of useless things. So, obviously gossiping is haram. So we're not even talking about gossiping. We're saying even, for example, a lot of us, we spend a lot of time talking about politics. Talking politics, and we say this one should do that, that one should do this, this king, this is what is wrong with this king, that is what is wrong with the other king, and so on. All of which is completely useless talk, because nobody is asking for our advice. We have no influence with any of those people that we are talking about, and our opinion of them doesn't matter to them or to anybody else. So what is the point of expressing all these thoughts, apart from wasting your time? So therefore, Allah is saying, stay away from that, because this is all, this affects your khushu in salah. When you are talking like this, and when you are, for example, as we extend this to social media, to chats, to shorts, to TikTok and all that, all of this stuff distracts you. It fills your mind and your thoughts with all kinds of distractions. And shaitan makes sure that when you are standing in salah, that all of these distractions come to the fore and you start, and they destroy your salah. So all of this is because we fell into that trap in the first place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَعِلُونَ. Again, it's an ibadah, it's a fard, it's a rukun of Islam. Those who are eligible for, and those who are liable to pay zakat, must pay zakat. This is something in which, again, it's non-negotiable. It is something that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us, and it is something which is, of course, hugely beneficial for us. So we pay zakat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to another behavioral thing, which is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, those who guard their chastity, except with their wives and so on. So this is where, and Allah is talking about, staying within the boundaries of that. And Allah said, whoever seeks beyond these boundaries is a transgressor. So now again we come to behavior, which is to be pious and to be chaste, and not to be promiscuous, not to do things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another very important thing, which is to be true to our word. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِيَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَعُونَ Those believers are also those who are true to their trusts and covenants. If you give a word for something, you stick by that word. You don't change your word. You don't, backtrack. You don't say, oh, I didn't mean this, I didn't mean that. We don't just say, I'll meet you at such and such time, and you don't turn up, and you don't have any excuse for not going there. You haven't informed the person that you're not going to come. So usual stuff which we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, all of this is wrong. Don't do that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes back to the salah, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Those who protect their prayers. Now imagine, when you're saying protect the prayer, it covers everything, which is praying at its correct time, as-salah ala waqtiha, the salah at its time. So the hifz of the salah, that is being protecting the salah, extends to every aspect of salah. To pray on time, to take care of the place for salah, the masjid, to take care of your tahara, for example, to ensure that we go to the masjid. Khudu zinatakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go in a nice, take your zinat with you, take your beauty with you. So, wear decent clothes when you go to the masjid. Imagine today what we go. People come for the masjid, subhanAllah, but the kind of clothes they wear are so indecent. They're so, I'm not talking about working clothes. Maybe you're working, maybe the clothes have got oil on it, mud on it, because you are, you're a motor car mechanic, you're a gardener or something. I'm saying people wear things where when they go into ruku or sujood, their private parts are exposed. Their backside is exposed. They're completely... So, first of all, their salah becomes invalid, because whether you are aware of what you are exposing or not, if you're wearing clothes like that, your salah becomes invalid. And also, it causes harm and it's disgusting for somebody else to see. And you are the cause of that. You're the cause of that disgust. So, please, don't do these things. This is very, very reprehensible and very evil. So, the clothes, going, coming, behavior in the masjid. the hifz of the salah refers to protection of everything to do with salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this beautiful promise where Allah says, Ulaika humul warithun. These are the people who are the inheritors. They are the warasa. They are the heirs. Now think about that. Allah did not say, I will give them jannah. Allah is saying, it is theirs. They will inherit it. Inherit means what? Inherit means it belongs to you, right? You just have to pass that test and become eligible. And then it is yours. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannatul Firdaus. And He says, Hum fiya khalidun. They will live there forever. Now this is the beauty of the Quran, that it teaches us a way of life which is so beautiful, so convenient, so influential, and it also gives us Jannah. Now think about this. Here is a person who is careful of his salah, which means that this person is neat and clean. This person is, dressed in a decent manner. Maybe he put some perfume. The perfume doesn't apply to the ladies. They're not supposed to put perfume in public. But for the men, this person is, to look at this person, therefore is dignified. The person is particular about salah, means he's particular about time, because our religion is based on time. This person is disciplined. This person is somebody who guards his chastity, which means that people are safe with him. This person is not flirting around, is not trying to do things which are haram. This person is true to his word, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who are true to their trusts. Ahdihim ra'un. They are people who are true to whatever they promise. So here is a person of his word or her word. This person gives their word, you can rely on them. So these are somebody who is reliable, who is dignified, somebody who is trustworthy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who guard their salah. So again, overwhelming importance of prayer, because the biggest thing about the salah is that the person is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he's standing with khushu, which is the first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, this person is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the awareness that I'm standing before Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, Allah is seeing me, and I'm answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that kind of person carries this feeling and must carry this feeling and must carry this belief into their entire life. And when they do that,
their whole life then becomes an act of worship. And because they are people who are so responsible, who hold themselves accountable to the one from whom nothing is hidden, obviously everything they do will be correct. Right? It will not be wrong. They cannot do anything wrong because they are focused on something, not doing something right. And they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is seeing everything, who is hearing everything, and from whom nothing is hidden. So this is the beauty. And then Allah is the reward. Allah says the reward is Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.